Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
K8, are you H?
Morning. I'm getting gas, but I'll be right back. At 8 DBF. $69, and I was at a quarter tank.
That doesn't bring me hope. I'm about to stop and fill up in about 2 minutes.
Well, like every other time I fill up, I say I'm not going to go to this gas station anymore, and then out of muscle memory, I pull in and I fill up. It was $4.29.
Yikes. I think it's, that might be the going rate, to be honest with you.
This is insane, dude. This Iran crap needs to end. We're seizing their tankers. Why is our gas so expensive?
Because it's all fixed and it doesn't really matter.
Insert Twilight Zone theme song.
Yeah, I was going to stop at BJ's here, but it's $3.75, and I think it's about 15 cents cheaper at Costco, or I'm going to get burned. I'm gonna try to go over there. I passed both of them, so we'll see what happens. Just matters what credit card I put it on, depending on which place I go to.
Well, these are the days that I envy you and your little 12-gallon tank or 13-gallon tank.
Well, it's bigger than that, but it goes a lot further. I get about, on a good day when I don't have any crap attached to my luggage rack on the roof, I get about 30 miles to the gallon, so it's about 450 miles per tank.
That's pretty damn good. My truck says 431 to empty right now. It'll never see that. Probably closer to 4 if I pushed it. I'm getting 18 to 20, so it's not terrible for what it is. It's just, you know, it's not no 30 miles a gallon.
For sure. I keep joking with my wife when the car market crashes, I'm going to go buy a truck just like yours for 30 grand and still keep my car. My car will be my daily driver, and then I'll just have a truck sits in the driveway. I drive it up north and use it to do truck things.
So how many miles are on your car now?
Almost 94,000.
Oh, dude, that is going to be your daughter's first car. It's a spring chicken still.
I hope. Actually, next week I'm taking in for, hopefully it'll get go in next week for just some preventative maintenance, get the 90,000-mile workover done on it, get some brakes. I don't think I've ever done brakes on this car. I think I'm almost to 100,000 miles on the first set of brakes, which kind of makes sense because I do almost exclusively highway driving.
Talk about living dangerously. Good morning, W8RC1.
Morning, Donald. But yeah, Anthony, that's probably right on par there. If you're just burning highways all day and then going up north for a lot of your mileage, yeah, you're not touching the brakes.
Yep, I had when I switched my snow tires over to my summer tires, I was like looking and I'm like, yeah, they need to be done. And then I had a realization that I don't think I've ever done it, and it's almost 100,000 miles. I was like, okay, I need to get this done, so I'll probably rack up quite the bill next week, but it'll be worth it because the car does run well and treats me good.
Come on in, Donald.
Hey, I'm going to hop out and get gas. I'll be back one or two rounds.
Okie dokie, then. Good morning, Dakota. Yeah, me with cars. My last three cars when I was working were all company related, so I didn't have to worry about maintenance. My very first car was a 76 Camaro, and when I sold it, it still had the original brakes on it with about 66,000 miles on it. And they test drove it, you know, when you're trading it in, they said, oh, the brakes feel good. And I said, you haven't looked at them yet. I didn't say that to them. I'm going, yeah, but you haven't looked at them yet. But, you know, not a lot of freeway driving back then, but, yeah, 66 miles in just over 2 years was a lot. I still miss that car. I wish I never gave it up. It would be a classic today for sure. Second to the last year, they made them with chrome, actual chrome bumpers front and rear. None of this plastic bodywork.
It is strange how there's manufacturers that use plastic chrome, and then there's manufacturers that use real chrome, and I don't know why anyone would want plastic chrome. When I bought my Tacoma, I was pretty pissed to find out that the rear bumper was, I mean, the whole truck was basically plastic because it was a Tonka truck, but the rear bumper was all plastic. I changed the caps out to paint match it, and I was like, for real? Like, this is quarter-inch thick plastic. Anything hits it, it's gone.
I'm a diehard person for black and chrome, and all my cars were black before I started getting, you know, company available cars or leased cars or whatever. All my cars were black and chrome, and one year my ex-wife says, let's not get black this time, let's get a different color. So we got a Nissan Maxima in burgundy, and 2 months after I got it, I got nailed 16 mile in grass. It rear-ended at about 45 miles an hour and destroyed it. And the guy says he didn't see me. And how can you not see it and just plow right into it? I don't even think he hit the brakes. But, yeah. So we had black cars until we got divorced. And then I started working for Honda, and my company car was silver, gray, whatever, then a dark green, then a dark blue, and then switched to Verizon, had Hondas there, and... all my cars were Accords, and I love the Honda Accord. It was a good car for me. But, yeah, when I retired and gave everything up, I just said, nope, I don't need a car right now. And I'm doing quite well without it. But still, I maintain my driver's license and things like that, so I can't drive if necessary.
I'm back, gentlemen.
Back. Welcome back. I was just thinking in my head how many black vehicles I had. I think I've had 7. And they're the best looking. They're just the hardest to keep clean. But this new truck is, I'm trying to think. Yeah, this new truck is the blackest truck I've ever had. There's not any other accent on it. Only chrome are the lug nuts and the bow ties on the front grill, and then the tailgate has a trim piece. The bow ties are black, but it's got a chrome trim piece on it. And other than that, no chrome. I know I got a buddy who is total opposite. He hates black wheels, hates paint match bumpers, likes chrome. And it's just funny how everyone's got such a different taste in vehicles.
I love black wheels. I think they look good on almost any car.
Well, I like the blackout look, but there's got to be a little accent color somewhere, you know. Car that's all blacked out with red calipers or yellow calipers, red calipers. Yep, that'd be good. But gotta have something to offset it. But mostly I like color matched, blacked out, etc. Donald?
Now, probably being the oldest spars here, I just grew up in an era of black and chrome, and you see Cadillacs, especially the old Lincoln Continentals with the suicide doors. I remember a lot of those, seeing them in, you know, my area of St. Clair Shores, Grosse Pointe, whatever. And a lot of black and chrome. It was just, that's the thing. And black ops, okay. Military, law enforcement vehicles, fine. I get it. But I got a guy here that works in my campus, and got a black ops Durango. Older one, he picked it up used, and it's all black, and the window tints are illegally tinted. I says, you're just giving yourself a target, or you're going to be targeted or mistaken, and, you know, possibly even shot at. I just don't understand the mindset of all black. And he just kind of chuckled and says, well, I don't want to be seen. And I said, really? What happens if you get T-boned or, you know, whatever? Because it being so black and dark and whatever. I don't know. It's just, kind of, and like Sean says, you have to have some kind of accent color, even if it's calipers, but calipers are still somewhat hidden. But accent pieces on the body, I guess. That's just my take. Good morning, Sean. I don't know if it's my turn or not. My bad.
Yeah, I'm the opposite school of thought. I like just black on black on black on black, tinted windshield, tinted windows. There's no color.
You know, I love the tinted windshield and tinted out all the other windows, but, man, I have, this is my old man moment of the day, but I have so much trouble seeing at night now that I can't even imagine having a tinted windshield. Tinted, the rest of the windows is fine, but a tinted windshield, man, I don't feel like I wouldn't be able to see half the time.
That's one thing I've never done, mostly because I don't trust the legality. You know, there's all this, well, it can be this shade, and it seems like it's arbitrary, you know, one cop will let you slide, the other one will give you a ticket, and I never wanted to play that game with the tints. I know there's a certain level you can go without problems. I didn't think you could tint the windshield at all, so, but I don't know. But, yeah, give me a blacked-out car with a very, you know, but it's got to have a little something, just a little something, even if it's just the calipers. I think that's sharp. You know, yes, you don't notice it. As far as ops go, I've never even remotely thought of a blacked-out car as being anything ops-wise. It's just a style choice. So I don't know who sees them like that. I mean, if it were a police type vehicle, all blacked out, then I suppose, but if you're talking, like, I was looking at just for fun, I was on the Volkswagen website the other day, and they had a Jetta, that just for giggles I was looking at, it was like their highest trim level, and it was all blacked out. It had this red strip in the front bumper, and it had the red calipers, and man, is it good looking. Anyhow, what is it about the tinting? Is that even legal on the front windshield?
KF8 FSO.
BKF8 FSO, I believe we hear you. You can jump in after me. This is Donald, W8RCY. As far as window tint on the windshield, I thought it was 4 inches. But that may have changed. The level of tint, my Nissan Maxima that was rear-ended had full dress window tint on it, but the tint on the front door windows, driver's side, passenger side, matched the exact tint that was factory from Nissan to the back door windows and the rear glass. So it was a perfect match all the way around. And there was a police officer in my hometown of St. Clair Shores who just did not like me for whatever reason. He tried to get me ticketed. He tried to have the car towed and impounded, so on and so forth. Fortunately, St. Clair Shores police officer who stood up at my wedding, who happened to be on the radio desk that day, told him to cut him loose, give him a warning. And he just had to cut me loose. He goes, I don't know who you know, but I was told to cut you loose. And so I'm just giving you a warning. If I see this vehicle again, I will have it impounded and towed. I said, okay, officer, thank you very much. Have a nice day. And I called the officer on the phone and told him thank you and everything else. Because your tint's illegal. He's just a you-know-what. I said, okay, whatever. He never got me, and he retired about a year and a half later. But that's about really all I know about the tint laws these days. The new jump in, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was just listening in on your convo there. I drive a Silverado. It's tricolor pearl white. And my five windows are blacked out. You can see shape through them, but you can't see through them clearly. And I like that, just a heat factor and a sense of privacy. But if I do get pulled over, I roll the window down so the officers can see what's going on in the car. And I got the nice blacked out wheels on it. So I think it's a nice looking ride, but I wanted to throw out a strong opinion on the windshield tint. As a professional mechanic, every once in a while I get a car in that's got the windshield tint. And let me tell you what, you can't see through it. During the day it's fine, but you get in the twilight hours and into the night, you cannot see. Even with the headlights on, it looks like you're just running your daytime running lights. And in my personal opinion, it is illegal. I know it's illegal. You can do a strip across the top of a couple inches. But I think, personally, if you have that front tint, they should be able to impound your car because it is absolutely unsafe. If you're worried about heat in the summertime while you're parked, put up a windshield screen thing. And if you're worried about privacy in your car because you're afraid of somebody seeing what you're doing, then whatever you're doing in the car, you shouldn't be doing in the car anyway. But, that tint on the front is just absolutely ridiculous. But that's just my opinion.
Hey, guys, I'm going to jump ahead of Dakota. I am walking into the office. This is KE8RUH. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, Anthony, I'll catch you later. And as someone who's been driving with a tinted windshield since 2020, I strongly disagree with that unless people are putting way too dark a tint on the windshield. I drive at night or twilight all the time, so I have zero issues seeing out my windshield with 35% tint on it. So either they've got way too dark a tint, like they did 20% or darker and matched the size or did limo, which is just dumb, because I agree, because then you can't see. Or they have really crappy headlights, but I've got hundreds of thousands of miles behind a tinted windshield, and never once have I been like, oh God, I can't see. Another part that plays into that is the quality of tint that you get. So if you're just buying the cheap crap, or you got some hack and whack doing the tint, it's going to be cloudy, it's going to look bad, it's going to be blurry, it's going to be distorted, and that makes it hard to see too. I have ceramic coat on this truck, ceramic tint on this truck, and it's just as clear without it, just a shade darker. So, in Michigan, the way I understand it, nothing on the front windows, nothing on the windshield. I think you can have a brow that doesn't obstruct your view, and that's it.
So then I guess that begs the question, if you've got 35% on your windshield and front windows, how do you get away with it, or you've just been lucky? So you can comment on that when it comes around. This is W8FU. So it was with Anthony jumping out, I guess Donald, right?
Yes, sir, I'll take it. Other than that, though, I mean, with my experience with the window tint, I even think you can't even get window tint if you have eye vision problems. Part of the reason why we added the tint is my ex-wife had eye problems initially, and we had a little thing from the doctor who's the father of my current eye doctor over here in Warren, and as I was reminiscing with him, he asked, you know, how my ex-wife's eyesight was and so on and so forth, and so far it's fine, but, you know, she had work done and she had to have the tinted windows. So I don't know if still the medical clause is still in effect or not as regards to window tint, but those are my experiences, and it was basically on the one car, the 83, excuse me, Nissan Maxima that we had as a family car.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Well, I guess, you know, it's possible what I was driving the few times that I've done it was a dark tent because, you know, when I lived in the city over there, the people that were driving those things tended to be, anyway. So, yeah, it very well could be that they had super dark tint on there, 35%. You don't believe that. He doesn't even, can't even see that. These were bad. I remember driving one time. I actually messed with the headlights, thinking the headlights weren't even on. And I don't know how people drive. I don't mean any offense or anything. It's just my opinion.
Trust me, no offense taken. I know exactly the clientele that you're talking about, where you can't see out of their vehicle. I don't know where you worked, but if you don't work in a dealership and you're wrenching on cars, I'm assuming they're older cars and the people bringing them to you are, you know, of that type that are going to tint the crap out of their windshield and their windows with limo tint. I went to the school with a couple kids that did that. I got in their car, I'm like, you are an absolute moron. I don't know how you can even drive. And I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, you might as well not have headlights at that point. So, 35% is lighter than 20. 20 just matches factory. So, you know, it's like putting your sunglasses on is the best way I can describe it, except all the time. So, maybe not even that dark, depending on what kind of sunglasses you're wearing.
And you've never gotten harassed for it?
I've gotten pulled over a couple times, but they're usually more interested in the things that I have to disclose rather than the tint.
Right. Yeah, I was just wondering because I know the you know, the windshield tinting is illegal in the state, so it's like how you get away with it. But I don't understand the numbers. You know, you're talking about 35%, and I don't know what that means or how dark that is or anything like that. Anyhow, gentlemen, I got to make a stop here real quick. I will be back in a few minutes. Little behind today. W8FU, Donald.
Like everything else, the laws do change, and unfortunately there's not a solid state law because there's the city municipalities, the county municipalities. Everybody's got their, it's, you know, it's just like in, like we do in racing. How do you read the rule book? How do you read the laws, you know? And, I even once drove limousines, as I very rarely mentioned, and I've never had limo tint to the point where you could not see through and through light going through. I know there's limousine tint that makes it so opaque you can't see in or out through one pane of glass. But if you're standing on the side of the limo and you're looking through and through to the other side, here in Michigan I remember back in the early 80s as well, as long as you can see through and through shadows during, you know, the daytime or whatever, or images, they kind of let it go. It wasn't until after I got out of the business that those laws started to change. And actually, I think they almost banned it for a while where you couldn't even have tinted windows on a limo anymore. But I don't remember. I'm kind of old. But I remember that law as well. WARCY, to the new person again, and we didn't catch your first name.
Yeah, KF8 FSO Chad. I used to live over there with you guys. But yeah, it's something else. I don't think they should even be allowed to do it, but you know what, they are allowed to install it, but they get away with it because they say it's an off-road vehicle or a show vehicle or something like that, you know. And again, I'm all for doing the side windows and stuff. You know, I got my trucks done, my Bel Air, the side windows and stuff are all done. I actually want to do the, oddly enough, I want to do the front windshield on that Bel Air, but I want to do it in a clear ceramic tint just for heat reflection because it gets so hot in there. So I may have to do something really super light. I'm not going to do any kind of color in it. But...
At ATVF, I'm pretty sure they make clear just for that use case. I was talking to my tin guy the other day about it. That's why I went with ceramic on this truck. It's black on black on black, so it's got to just bake in the sun. And I was like, anything I can do to reduce the heat coming into the cabin is a win for me. If you have the other windows on that Bel Air tinted, I'm telling you, look at 50%. It's like it's not even there. It's just enough to just barely change the color of the glass and kind of make it match. Gets rid of that fishbowl-looking windshield. yeah, it's all a preference thing too. You know, it drives me crazy when I see people get pulled over for tints or get tickets for tints when, you know, there's people driving on the cores of their tires. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to enforce that when someone's driving by you in their Nissan Altima and the wires of the tire are sticking out? Like, which one's more dangerous?
Oh, valid point, you know, but sometimes these officers are just, you know, I mean, I see officers in between Warren and Madison Heights cruising up and down DeQuinder, and there's a lot of cars I see with 10. They're either all going in the same direction and nobody gets stopped and pulled over. What was the law where it had to be a second offense? Like, if you got pulled over for speeding and you had window tint, they could write you for the window tint, but they just can't pull you over for the window tint. They have, it was like an accessory ticket or a secondary ticket. I don't remember what that was called, but I do remember that stipulation. And I don't remember what it was called. I don't even remember the year, but I remember something like that where, again, if you were speeding and they pull you over and you had window tint, they wrote you the ticket for speeding and they got you a ticket for the window tint. I remember when seat belts were that way.
Well, let me tell you what, I'm a professional mechanic. And I'm a solid proponent of being able to condemn your vehicle. If you knew the true quality and upkeep of some of the vehicles that you're driving around with your kids in the back of your car, you would be appalled, and there's nothing that we can do about it, because Michigan is not that state, and it is just completely absurd. But all right, I'm at the financial establishment, so I got to come in here and try to rub two nickels together to make a dime. So thanks for letting me jump in with my opinion. Y'all have a great day, KFA FSO 73.
Join us anytime. Wally, go ahead, jump in.
Yeah, I agree with the safety thing. You know, we're one of the, you know, most of the European countries, you have to have your car safety inspected every so often, license plate or time or whatever. We don't, and I'm a big believer in that. And one of the reasons this was stopped, did this, is for financial reasons. Because somebody couldn't afford to take care of their car, okay? But yet we continue to let these cars go up and down the road. So, yeah, all the emissions tests and all the other stuff that we used to go through and everything else like that, I never could figure out. Well, if you want to clean up the cars, just make them pass a safety sticker test, you know, in order to get a license plate. What that last gentleman that was in there said, he was a full-time mechanic. You know, he's right. There's a lot of things out there that don't belong out there. And it was funny, we used to, our air conditioning machines, when I worked for the company before this one, a customer would fix his air conditioner system in his car before he would fix his brakes. I'm not sure who's next. I don't know. I lost the rotation. I heard Sean stepping in and stepping out, and I heard Don, so I'm not sure. WAD.
Well, probably about time for me to pop in the rotate, the back end, I should say. About to get myself a big apple bagel. Wally, I got to meet Mike today at Comtech at 10, I think I told him. God, I hope I got that right. Check the antennas for Saturday, make sure everything's working there. And I got a radio to throw on the monitor for John, and a couple of radios to get back to Phil, and it's like, holy moly. But, I remember when we had to, I remember when the seatbelts were secondary. They couldn't pull you over just for seatbelts. And then I remember when we had to do emissions testing. Remember that? It was just a few years. What was that, 80s? We had to do emission testing. That kind of came and went real quick. Donald?
Yeah, emissions tests were in the 80s. I don't remember it being on my cars from the 70s, so I had a Pontiac Grand Am, two-door, big plastic squeezable nose on that thing, all black and chrome. What chrome was on it, because that's, they had the plastic covers over the bumpers, but the Grand Am and my first Nissan. So that was maybe about 5-6 years between those two cars. So that would be about right that the emissions testing thing went on. I don't remember even being questioned when I got pulled over for the window tint, if I had the receipt, ticket, sticker, whatever it was for the emissions test when that officer pulled me over. He was just strictly coming after me for the window tint. Wasn't even speeding or anything. Anyhow, that's what I was meaning by the secondary ticket versus the primary. I think the gentleman's name was Chad. I think he checked out. So if Dakota's still there, or if Anthony's listening, we'll try Dakota first.
I think a lot of it, too, is if you're not driving like an idiot or doing something to get you pulled over regardless, they're going to leave you alone. I mean, if you pay attention when you're driving, most vehicles have some sort of window tint on them. It's, obviously, there's a ton that don't, but I would say it's at least a 50-50.
So they now have a device that measures the, the clearness or the darkness of the windows, and some police departments have that. So, I agree. I guess from an officer's safety standpoint of view, you know, you have to see, because, you know, you pull somebody over, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, you don't have some sort of weapon being pointed at yourself. So I'm kind of a fan of the limiting the darkness of the windows to things of that nature. So, you know, I get it. You know, Florida and things like that, where it's 110 degrees in the shade, okay, maybe that's a little different. But around here, it's not done for any other reason than secrecy. And I saw my neighbor kid, he's probably 18, 19, somewhere just out of high school. He got a new little Honda or Toyota or something like that. He was out there darkening up his window so you couldn't see him in it. And like I said, nothing says pull me over like that. You know, and you're right. Why do you want to raise a flag? So, yeah, Sean, bring your antenna sweeper with you, too, so you can get in and out of there, because I think all he has is a VNA, and that might take some time. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, I didn't plan for that, and I don't know if I want to bring the big artillery. I don't know. We'll give that some thought. I wish I would have known that. I would have brought my rig expert. But there was something else I was going to say, and I sidetracked there. Now I went off on a tangent. My brain did, at least. So, something to do with over here, Chad. Oh, you were talking about, you know, raising some red flags, getting pulled over. You know, if your windows are so dark you can't see in them, there's, you know, your windows are cracked, and there's smoke billowing out of them, and the subwoofer is rattling everybody's windows around you. He's getting pulled over. Dakota?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how to say this over the air. There's a specific set of vehicles that look a certain way that are just asking to be pulled over. For example, I had a 2003 Envoy, 20-inch black rims, tinted out. Guess how many times I got pulled over in that thing. I drive a black pickup truck with tints, knock on wood, they don't mess with me. So there's that. And you were asking about the numbers for tints. So the percentage is VLT, visible light transmission. So the lower the number, the less light that gets through. So 50% is, like I was saying, barely tinted. 20% is factory, so what's on your back windows would be a privacy glass. 5% is limo, and then that's pretty much the standard. I mean, there's different manufacturers that make different variations, but the lower the number, the less light that goes through.
Yeah, I knew that.
All that saved me time to look it up.
Sorry about the
noise. Garbage trucks are here.
I was just about to start looking those numbers up, and Dakota, of course, either can speak to it or has it in his wealth of knowledge up there, helping out on that. So I'm going to check out. I'm sitting here in front of my computer swearing and cussing at Dropbox right now because I tried to load this down twice and I still can't get it to go in. So I'm going to take a break. Have a sip of hard, black, old homemade coffee, and maybe that'll wake me up to do this again because I'm baffled. Jim, y'all have a great day. Everybody be safe for those who are on the road and make the best of it. W8RCY, we're clear.
Later, Donald. I'm at work. Go ahead. Go ahead, Wally. W8FU.
The only reason I suggested your sweep machine is because I know you can just hook it up there, hit a button, and be out. You know, all you care about is two bands, and it'd be a lot less frogging around, and I know you don't want to make it into your whole lunch hour project or something of that nature, so that's good. Other than that, we've got a very happy Dave. Thank you. And we'll go from there. So, Dakota, how are you doing so far?
All right, everyone. I'll catch you guys later. And I am making my, what is this, my last Michigan left here. So I got about a mile to get to the office.
Later, everybody. WADB.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8RIT. KE8RUH.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
W-D-A-K-L-O, Blim Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
And a QYQ mobile monitor.
ADB81. W8FSM, C81.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KVAWTA.
Connected to CMN Network.
KSA-SKZ, listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KDA-EEE monitoring.
KDA-333 monitoring. Kilo Delta 8. Echo, Echo, Echo. Monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.